Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to all Patreon subscribers. You have been granted top secret majestic clearance to the following content. It is for your eyes and ears only. Thank you for your cooperation.
On August 25th, 1974, a small plane lifted off from El Paso, Texas, heading toward Mexico City. While the small civilian plane continued on its heading, U.S. Air Defense radar was tracking a UFO heading over the Gulf of Mexico towards Corpus Christi, Texas. This was at approximately 10 p.m. Traveling faster than 2,000 miles per hour, the authorities assumed it was a meteor. But that changed when the object suddenly switched courses. The object slowed and descended with a new heading towards Coyame, Mexico, a peaceful desert town about 40 miles south of the U.S. border. The object eventually disappeared from radar. Nearly an hour later, a civilian radio station announced an aircraft had crashed near Coyame. The next morning, Mexican authorities began a search and recovery of the downed civilian plane. At approximately 10:35 a.m., recovery teams spotted the wreckage from the air. The Mexican authorities then announced another crash site just a few miles away. Moments later, the authorities issued a radio silence on the search. U.S. authorities offered assistance to help clean up and recover. The offer was declined. Despite the refusal, Fort Bliss on the American side of the border, near El Paso, was assembling a recovery team and continued to monitor Mexican recover efforts via air surveillance. These events and those that follow were pieced together by researchers Noel Torres and Ruben Uriarte in their book, Mexico's Roswell. Torres and Uriarte had as their primary source a mysterious document titled the DNEB Report, which was anonymously sent to the UFO researchers in the 1990s. Other sources include eyewitness accounts from local residents who saw the mid-air collision. The authors also received an anonymous post on their Wikipedia page, giving the names and serial numbers of some of the Mexican soldiers and some U.S. officials allegedly involved in the incident. The authors are in the process of following up on these leads, which they say have proved promising thus far. According to these sources, the Mexican recovery team loaded both crash remnants onto flatbed trucks and began heading south. U.S. authorities ordered a lower altitude flyby, and they saw that the convoy, eerily, had stopped. The flyby reported that all the jeeps and trucks were stopped and two bodies appeared to be laying on the ground. It was decided that the standing by recovery team would move in and take charge of the UFO, despite the Mexican refusal for assistance. When American forces arrived on scene at about 4 p.m. on August 26th, donning biohazard suits, they beheld a grisly sight. All of the Mexican recovery team members were apparently dead, and sitting on the back of one of the flatbed trucks was a metallic saucer craft, the color of polished steel, about 16 feet across, with no markings. According to Torres and Uriarte, the cause of deaths was unknown, and the recovery team probably had little to no time to investigate. Furthermore, if the cause of the soldiers' deaths was in fact biological, then returning with a body for investigation would be dangerous. The civilian plane was in small pieces, the result of an apparent high-speed collision. The disc showed some signs of damage, also assumed to be the result of this collision. The U.S. recovery teams wasted no time strapping the saucer to a Sea Stallion helicopter and destroying the remaining traces of the Mexican recovery team, including their vehicles. And the remaining pieces of the civilian airplane with high-yield explosives. The U.S. recovery team carried the craft back across the border into America, leaving only rumors and legends of the UFO crash at Koyame. Some of the older residents of Koyame remember that day. Some remember soldiers moving through the town, and others remember the wreckage of the plane still in flames. Today, both governments deny the incident, and Koyame newspaper records from that month have disappeared. The only records that may shed some light on the incident include a newspaper story from the El Heraldo de Chihuahua, dated October 27, 1974, that mentioned a group of Mexican soldiers who died during a military transport.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.